This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. Think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome skies to the Garden
Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be here to answer all your gardening questions. It's Sunday morning. We're at the 31st of March. It's flying by this year. Start with April tomorrow, and starting to feel like that April. You know, we had some warm weather yesterday, 65, 66 degrees here where I was in Lowell, Mass. It's amazing how the temperatures will change. You know, maybe I had some off and on. It's crazy how it's going. Spring's kind of sprung early, but let's see what happens. You know, a few showers here and there coming forward, but it's really starting to feel that way. It's feeling good. I'm definitely excited with the weather changing. I got out there yesterday, got a little bit of yard work done, moved some of the branches that had fallen over the winter. Had a bigger tree than I thought. Back of my property has a bit of a hill, and I went up to the top of that to clean up some of the branches yesterday, and one of the trees was a lot bigger than I thought. I just saw the end of it, so a little shocking when I saw how big the tree was and went, oh, I'm glad that was that far away from the house. Not that close, so that was perfect. But it's definitely a great time to get out there. It was great to just start doing a few things, picking up some things here and there. And feeling like spring is here. It's definitely here, definitely time to get ready out there. So we're actually going to go right into the phone lines this morning. And we're going to start up today. Nathan, who's up first?
Noelle is in New Hampshire.
Noelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Maybe fall, I think I called you. I forgot to cut back my asparagus, and you told me not to pull or do anything because it could cause disease to get to the roots or whatever if I did it at that point. So now that we're getting into spring, and I have my old stalk still, you know, there. What do I do?
So, how are they looking like right now?
Oh, yellow and laying on the ground.
Okay. So they're just completely, all of them are flat?
Yes.
Okay. And what abouts were we talking? I just want to, because I know sometimes you can cut them back in the fall, but if it was too late, maybe that was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's once it's turned yellow and brown, it's really time to get, you know, cut them back to get them started.
Okay.
to get them back up. And once they've done that, you cut them right to the soil surface.
Yes.
You're trying to get them refreshed, restarted, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hope for new shoots to come out is what we're looking to do. So at this point, is the ground completely thawed up there? I know where I am. There's still some frost in the ground.
Oh, I haven't checked yet, but we've had rain yesterday, and I think it's raining this morning. I haven't looked out to see, but I'm assuming that I know, like, I walked on it to pick up some trash that's blown on my yard.
Yeah.
So it was kind of soggy in some places, but
yep.
Still firm. So I think there is still some frost. So I didn't know if, like, at this time of the year, I should go out there and cut it back to the ground level, or what would you suggest I be doing?
Well, so I'd wait a little bit until the ground has actually thawed a little bit more.
Okay.
Because I want you to be able to do a couple things at the same time. You can cut everything back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you could actually put some compost over it a little bit. To just get some nutrients into the soil, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I'd want you to start to look into a fertilizer a little bit earlier, you know, just to get some boost to it for the season. You could use like a garden tone from Espoma. That's a good one to put into the soil to allow it to really... boost it and get it started. Give it some good fertilizer early to get it going.
Is that a liquid or a powder?
That's a granular form. So what that one would be a long term.
Okay.
So it would be for, you know, a couple months. And then I'd also recommend looking at an organic or a liquid fertilizer during the season. You could use something like Neptune's Harvest.
Yes, I have that.
They have a great liquid fertilizer mm-hmm. that you could be using during the season to help just give it something. So it really, really starting it out on the right foot is what I'm looking for you to do. But the problem is with it being so frozen, underneath,
mm-hmm.
I'd be afraid that, you know, putting fertilizer right now would be a waste.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could put the compost down now just to put around it and cut them back. But
okay.
I'm just kind of thinking do everything at once. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just so you're not going back each week, you know, every other day to do something else. But I would definitely, you know, get rid of the yellow and the browning at this point to get it started and get it fresh and get the new crowns coming out and going from there.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
thank you so much. I really appreciate your show.
Thank you for calling, and good luck with the asparagus.
Thank you, Patrick. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, and our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so definitely give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929. Now we got a few things we can talk about today. I've written up a few different things on my list to talk about, and I'm going to talk about, like we have been every week, the soil tests. We'll talk about when the forsythias bloom, what does that signify for us? What significance does that have in the time of year? And the Red Sox just started playing on Thursday. But are they back at Fenway yet? What does that mean? I'm going to touch on that a little bit later. My father had that great thing that he would always say about the Red Sox playing, and what do we do? And a few other things. I got some grape bulbs to be starting to plant soon, and I want to let everybody know what that is. So I've got a few things to discuss today, a few other things that we can come up with. But as always, you can get a hold of us by the phone. You can also get a hold of us online on our Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/Paul P. Garden Club. You can ask us some questions on there, and I'll try to answer them right online. We also get some of the emails. We're going to go back to some of the emails this week and answer a few of them, some of the ones that we answered already, but we'll try to get a few other things as well. So you hear a bunch of different things today. Hopefully, everything will be good to go, and we'll go from there. But after the break, we'll get into a few things. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So, I touched on it just a second ago, but the forsythia, they haven't started to bloom yet. But when they do, it signals us to really get started in the garden and out in the yard. Just remember that once those forsythia start to bloom, your step one of your fertilization program for the lawn, start going out there. Means it's ready to go. Means you can start doing a lot of things. You can start to, you can start to seed the lawn. You can start to fertilize the lawn, like I said. So that's one thing. They also say at that point, that's another signal for when to prune your roses in the yard. So I've been reading all different things, and I saw that, and I said, ah, no, they don't know what they're talking about. The real thing to know when to prune your roses is when Red Sox are back in Fenway. So once they sit there, that's when we start to prune the roses. But more and more I thought about it, it's pretty much the identical time, same thing. So, they're right on there, everything that I've been reading up on. But, so forsythias really are a signal for us for a bunch of things. So, once that starts, it's like the go time. It's, it's ready to start. It's our green light to start the season, get going. So, what I've talked about a few times is getting that step one down, that phase one, getting all the phases out this year is definitely important to look at your yard. some of the ground in the area has started to thaw a little bit. You're getting excited. You're saying, all right, it's time to go. It's ready. We've been waiting for this all winter. But I've talked to a few people. I talked to a gentleman at the nursery the other day, and he was telling me he was, know, he wanted to put in some new shrubs. He's been waiting all winter for it, and he bought a few. And he said, you know, we were talking about something. I said, you know, just double check, make sure the frost is all out of the ground. He's like, you know, the other day I was about 8-10 feet away from the house, right from the foundation. I was trying to dig a hole, and he said he got about 6-8 inches down, maybe 10 inches, and there was it was frozen still. So there's still some frost in the ground. It's still a little hard to be digging in there. So we're almost there. We're getting there. Those warm days that we had yesterday, the past couple days, some of the rain that we're getting, that's definitely going to help. That's going to get the ground ready to go for us to start digging, start planting. But, you know, I bring that up because I want everyone to realize that if the frost is that close still, and they were in Winchester, so central, the center of the state, you know, closer to Boston. I don't mean center width-wise. Vertically is what I'm more looking at. So, you know, more north of that is probably going to be a little bit higher. We're talking probably into New Hampshire. You're probably seeing some frost deeper into the grounds. I know there was a huge temperature difference yesterday from my house. I went up to Hampton Beach with the family. We just wanted to go for a walk on the beach and just feel like spring was here. And the difference in temperature was about 15, 16 degrees when we got up there. It was 49 degrees, and this was about 9:30 in the morning, and overcast. So it was a little bit chilly compared to back at the house. When we got home, it was 66. So it was a huge difference. So I know the more north you go, the ground is going to be not as thawed. So we're starting up. The rain's definitely going to help it get deeper in there, get everything warmed up. But just realize we still have some frost in the ground. Best way to do that, put a shovel in the ground. See how far you can go. See where you can, how deep you can go. And that's going to really tell you, all right, am I ready to plant? Am I ready to fertilize? Am I ready to do this? Because you want that ground nice and, you know, easy, so that the fertilizer, the plants go in, and they're, you know, more comfortable that way. So, you know, just take a look out there. In the meantime, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261, and we'll be right back to answer some more questions for you.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been a professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration says it's cutting direct U.S. aid to 3 Central American countries. The State Department says it will suspend payments to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Mark Jones is a political analyst at Rice University.
If President Trump believes that somehow by cutting off aid, he's going to get a change in behavior by these 3 governments, he's sorely mistaken. If they could do more to essentially align themselves with the United States on this policy, they would.
The announcement comes as the president threatens to shut down the U.S. border with Mexico.
If they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
Attorney General William Barr says a redacted version of the Mueller report will be sent to Congress by mid-April. So far, Barr has sent a four-page summary of the report, but Democrats say they want the whole thing. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
All Parent Garden Club. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time today to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. It's 855-660-4261. Now, earlier we had talked about how, what the forsythias are signifying for us. What do they signal? What do they tell us? What's going on? And so we talked about that a little bit, but really the big indicator is when the Red Sox come back to Fenway. That's when everything starts to really show what's going on. That's the big signal. You know, it's starting to show us what's going on. Now, the Red Sox started playing, but they started playing in Seattle on Thursday. And so we're not ready yet. They're coming back. They got like a 10-game road trip. Then they come to Boston. Once they come back to Boston, that's the perfect time. That's when everything should be starting to show and be ready to go. You know, like I said, that's the time to start pruning your roses. That's usually about the time you'll start to see a few buds here and there in the roses and get them going for this year. You know, cut back some of the old growth, cut back some of the dead growth that you've seen on there. It's definitely time to do that. But it's one of those things where my father had said for years upon years upon years, every year, and when the Red Sox come back to Fenway to play for real, we're going to start pruning the roses. You know, he used to always say that. And I've said this a few times, but he used to say this all the time. He'd say it with that sarcastic tone. Because for years upon years, everybody was disappointed in the Red Sox for what they had been, what they had done in the past. And, we were used to the disappointment. But not any longer. We've had plenty of championships. So, when my father would say, "Oh, when they start to play for real," I always used to joke with him, "Hey, Dad, they're starting to play for real." And one of the first times I took over the show for him back in 2004 was when they first won a World Series. And so I do have to say, you know, maybe I had some influence in them winning a World Series, because, you know, I started talking for the show at that point. And ever since then, they've done well. So it's got to be me, you know, and that sarcastic tone between my father and I about that. But, you know, so that's just a couple signals of what's going on in the garden. You know, so just a couple things out there you can think about and say, oh, yeah, all right, this is happening, I can start doing this. This is happening, I can start doing this. So, you know, take a look out there. Once the forsythias start to bloom, once the Red Sox are back in Boston, you can get going and really start to hit heavy out in the garden and get things going. So you can give us a call in the meantime, 855-660-4261. Now, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. You can give us a call, like I said, with a number. You can go onto our Facebook page. You can leave us a comment, or you can post on one of our posts that we've been doing, been putting up in the past couple weeks. And we'll get to it. I got it up on the computer in the background. Or you can also email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I have a few questions I have to get back to you from this week. A busy week in the garden center where I work. Trucks upon trucks coming in. You know, it's not the... Once you start seeing some of that warmth, it's just that, you know, getting out in the garden that happens. All the stuff in the garden centers is starting to come in. And, you know, had about 10 trucks come in this week. So we were pretty busy getting things really settled for the year. It's awesome to see a lot of these products come in. You're starting to really see some nice stuff. It's always good to see the azaleas and the rhododendrons and the hollies and the Japanese maples coming in. You know, and just remembering what it was, you know, what last year I'd bring and what, okay, I want to see this plant this year. I want to see this plant, you know, go from there, that type of thing. But been a busy week. Lots of stuff coming in. It's really starting to feel like spring. So, and definitely, you know, a few things out there we can discuss. I wanted to a couple answers that I had answered on Facebook this week. One of the questions that we had was somebody had planted two small sugar maples last fall, and they wanted to know what should they feed them this spring. And they're in west central New Hampshire, so, you know, maybe it's a little bit later than right now than they would want to fertilize. Maybe a couple weeks from now, just when allow that ground to thaw a little bit more. So the simple answer, you could just say tree tone from espoma. That's the perfect thing to do. So that's definitely what I'd want you to use. Now, going into it a little bit and how to fertilize that tree, when to fertilize it, etc. So like we discussed, want the ground to be thawed out. So you want that to really be your first thing to see. You know, check in the area, see how far down the frost is or if there's frost at all. Second from there, where do you fertilize? Do you fertilize at the trunk or do you fertilize outside of that? You know, how far away from the trunk do you go if that's so? So The easiest way to describe where to fertilize on a shrub or a tree is what they call the drip line. Okay, so the drip line is however wide the plant is. And so, you know, say a sugar maple, a young sugar maple is maybe, you know, 3 feet across, maybe 4 feet across on the branching, on the top of the, you know, plant, not the stem, but the however wide it is up top. That is as wide as the tree is what's considered the drip line. You know, it's kind of like a house. However wide the house is, whatever way the water runs off the roof pitch, that's the, you know, the drip line of the house. So it's the same thing as a tree. So however wide the tree is, at that point, that's when you would go straight down from the drip line and you would fertilize in that spot, because that's where the root growth is the most active. by putting it by the trunk, you're not really getting it to where it needs to be. You want to spread that out. You want it to go to the newer roots. You want it to go to the roots that are exploring out there, so they feel like they need to go out further versus being so close. Those more fibrous roots are on the outside, those smaller, you know, hair roots. So you got the roots that have the hairy little roots coming off of it. Those are going to absorb more of the fertilizer. They're going to absorb more of the water. They're going to get really into it and get everything going. So that's why you want to use the drip line. So the easiest way to do it, take a shovel, make four little holes on the, you know, in a perimeter, and take the fertilizer, depending upon how big the tree is. It'll tell you on the back of the bag exactly how much to use. And I always like to take whatever that is and divide it by four and get four little holes. It's kind of like a easier way to do it. And put them in all four holes. You can water it in, but you cover it back up and get that fertilizer into the ground a little bit. You know, you don't want to just sprinkle it over the top. You want to work it into the ground and get it going the best you can. So, you know, it's just a few things to do. It's pretty pretty easy when you think about it and when you get it in there. You know, drip line, put it in four different spots, water it in, cover it up, and definitely get it going. Now, with any of the Espoma products like the Tree Tone, Holly Tone, Plant Tone, etc., I like to fertilize at regular strength in the spring. And then again in the fall, I like to do it half the rate. You don't want to promote as much growth. You want to go more on the root system in the fall. So that's why we go half the rate. So it's definitely, you know, a couple, you know, tweaks here and there of how you want to do it. But spring and fall for, you know, your different shrubs and trees. And you know, when you're thinking about, okay, what do I use to start? You know, if you're putting in new plants, do I automatically start with the Tree Tone? Or, you know, say it's an evergreen, do I automatically start with Holly Tone? Well, the answer is no at that point. The best thing to do is that Biotone starter. And that's something to definitely use at the beginning. That's what you use when you're planting. You want to have some sort of that mycorrhizae fungi that's attached to the fertilizer to help produce a stronger root system early. By putting in the Holly Tone, it's very specific, or the Tree Tone, whatever it is, it's very specific. It's not, you know, a bad thing to do, but I always like to start off with that starter that's meant to really start it. And then after that first season, that's when I would put in, you know, that specific type fertilizer. By putting in that Holly Tone, the Tree Tone, etc. So definitely, you know, when you're planting, look more for a starter fertilizer at the beginning and then go specific after it starts to get established. Because it'll, you know, it'll definitely be more beneficial in the long term for you. You start it the right way with that mycorrhizae, then you feed specifically. You know, you can use that in all sorts of ways. You can use that when it comes to fertilizing. You can also use it when it comes to, you know, using the you know, different organic sprays or synthetic sprays. You know, the beginning of it with fruit trees, you're using a fruit tree spray. The fruit tree spray is multi-purpose, so you're just getting everything ahead of it. And then once you've kind of got into certain seasons, you know that, okay, I'm going to have disease because of this. I'm going to have insects because of this. And you want to take a look at it and say, all right, this is when I want to be more generic, and this is when I want to go specific. That's the same thing with fertilizer, like I said, and it's the same thing as going with your synthetics and organic chemicals. You know, really just think about some things when you're doing these and work with it that way. So if you have any questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Now, if the ground's starting to thaw, it's really starting to think about what you can do to help protect some of your trees and shrubs this year, and you start thinking about you know, different products to be using. Annual tree and shrub is a great one to be using. You know, are you tired of the insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage to tall trees but can't reach the top of your trees with your sprayer? Bornite has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control kills insects on trees and shrubs from the inside out. One easy application kills most insects, including leaf miners and borers. One early spring application prevents insect infestation for up to one full year. No spraying, no ladders, and no mess. Just mix as directed using a bucket or watering can and pour at the base of the tree or shrub. The systemic insecticide is absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant. It will not wash off. Bornite products are family made in America. Bornite annual tree and shrub insect control can be found at these fine garden centers. Florence Hardware in Florence, Mass. Agway of Orleans in Orleans, Mass. And Dodge Green in Salem, New Hampshire. Now we're definitely getting into that time of year to be thinking about what we can do to help prevent some things. And the annual tree and shrub is definitely the way to go. It does take care of a lot of things. You know, you can hear some of the things we've talked about with the Asiatic lily beetle and how the annual tree and shrub will definitely help that. Just a small amount will help prevent them for the year. So think about that going forward. On the other side of the break, we got some few more things we can get to, some of your calls, etc. But give us a call at 855-660-4261. And I'll be right back with more of your gardening questions.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bornite has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed. Pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub and will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon. Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You want to give us a call, we'll do everything we can to help you out. But then we're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Lori in Vermont.
Lori, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
It's about holly bushes.
Okay. What's your question in regards to...
I don't know. They get the little white flowers, and then they'll get berries. What's going on?
Okay. Now, do you have both male and female versions of the hollies?
They have to be married or something?
No. So there is a male and a female version of hollies out there. So the male pollinates the female. So sometimes you'll get the white flowers and then nothing happens.
So that's why we're not getting berries.
Most likely, yeah. So you need to have the, you know, and it depends on the variety that you have. So for some Meserva type holly, so you could use,
Kind of heartbreaking. You see all these white flowers and you don't get berries.
Oh, understandable. And even some of the males will actually have some of the white flowers as well. So the best way to do this is the male doesn't have to be right in the front. The male usually stays a little bit smaller, doesn't get as big and nice looking as the female does.
It's pollination, like the air.
Yeah, it really is. And you could take a male holly bush and put them on the side of the house versus right in the front. Is what I'm kind of getting at.
They don't have to be right next to each other.
No, they usually can be within, 50 feet, 50, you know, 25 yards, maybe a little bit more.
That's very interesting.
So the male will pollinate, and you'll have the female will have berries. You know, like I said, male will even have some white flowers in the early spring. And you'll look at it and go, oh, that's a female. And then you say, wait a minute, I purchased a male. What's going on here? But the male will have some of those white flowers as well. Make sure when you go into the garden center, you purchase
two of them. That's very interesting. I always wondered why I wasn't getting berries.
Yeah, and it's definitely going to help you. It's just going to cross-pollinate and allow those berries to go.
It's coffee time. What's going on with my hydrangeas? I want blue.
Okay.
I don't want white or pink. I want blue.
So if you have white, it's not going to turn to that pink look to it. If you have So if you have a pink hydrangea, that's when you have a shot at making it blue. So the pink hydrangeas means the soil is alkaline, which means the pH is high. You want the soil to be more acidic to allow you to get those blue colors.
Let me write that down. More acidic?
Yes.
That makes it blue?
Yeah, so you would use a soil acidifier. Okay.
Soil acidifier.
Yeah, Bonide makes a product, Espoma makes a product that is called soil acidifier. It's a granular form that you would add into the soil.
Yep.
And you would mix that in, and it's not going to happen right overnight. It's going to take some time, but you're going to need to get that soil pH down.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
And I have to go, I'll let you go. What's that stuff you put for the roots to start kicking in with the little hairs on it?
So it'd be a mycorrhizae fungi, It's a mycorrhizae. It's a fungus. It's a beneficial fungus, but it would be in a Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. That's when you're starting the plants.
All right, back up. I'm writing this down. All right. So what do I write down to get?
So for the hydrangeas, you're going to want to get soil.
No, I'm talking tomato plants and everything else.
Okay. Yeah, so Biotone Starter.
Biotone. Okay.
Yep, Biotone Starter. That's the one you want to use, and that's one you're going to use to start on all the plants. It's an awesome way to really get the plants going, and it's a great way to get them going.
We have a 40-foot, 25-foot garden, and we can, and we freeze,
Yep.
This is when I kick in.
Yep, definitely.
When November comes, I'm done, and then we get a Christmas tree.
I hear you.
Isn't that funny?
It is. It's perfect.
You're a good guy. Thank you.
All right, Lori. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Well, on the other side of the break will be our 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk about a few more things. Maybe we'll touch base on bulbs to be planting now. 8 o'clock hour, we got Natural Alternatives Victoria coming in. So it'll be a good show today. We'll take a big break here, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.